Listening Library presents Prairie Lotus by Linda Sue Park. Read for you by Emily Wu Zeller. To all those whose stories have been erased or silenced in the past, may your stories sing and shape and color the future. Dakota Territory, April 1880. Chapter 1.
Should be our last day,
Papa said when they stopped to make camp. He unhitched the tired horses from the wagon, then led them down a little draw to water, while Hannah began clearing the ground for a fire. They had journeyed for almost a month since leaving Cheyenne, their most recent stretch in near 3 years of travel. 3 years without a real home. Tomorrow they would reach their destination. LaForge, a railroad town in Dakota Territory. Hannah was looking forward to cooking supper. They had been able to buy groceries in North Platte, but since then it had rained for almost a solid week. They'd had to make do with meal after meal of stale biscuit and cold beans. She had put dried codfish to soak the night before. Soup, she thought, with onions and potatoes. Papa returned with the horses and a bucket of water. He fastened the horses to their picket lines, then left again to gather some brushwood.
I'm going to make soup,
she told him when he returned to start the fire.
About time we had a hot meal, he said.
Hannah bristled at the note of petulance in his voice. The dreary weather of the past week was hardly her fault. But she said nothing, not wanting to start a row.